And I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show our Little Speak Radio stars for the month of August. They're a group of cousins from Gorham, New Hampshire. We have Josh, Jacob, Emily, and Jillian joining us on the show. Welcome!
Thank you.
Yeah, we made it. Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for joining me this morning. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a game coming up in a little while. We're going to be playing a game and find out who's the smartest person in the group. I don't think it's me. I think it's one of you guys.
It's definitely Jacob.
It's Jacob?
Yeah, okay. Jacob.
Really? All right. Well, we'll find out. Jacob, are you flattered with that news? Flattered? Yeah, flattered. That people think you're the smartest. So we'll be playing that in a little while. You guys have picked all the music for the hour. We just heard Old Town Road, and then we heard I Don't Care. Yep. And you guys were telling me as the songs were playing that you guys kind of picked these songs for certain reasons.
Yeah, so we did.
You guys all across the board picked Old Town Road to be a song. That's why I wanted to play it first for everybody.
Yeah.
What do we like about Old Town Road?
I'll say it.
Whoever.
Well, our cousin Jeremiah is three, and he just loves this song. Mm. It's his favorite. So he's too little to come on, so we just wanted to play it for him.
Okay, so that one goes out to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Yeah. And then when it comes to I Don't Care, who picked that song?
I did.
That was you, Emily, wasn't it? And why'd you pick I Don't Care by Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran there?
Because when it says baby, it sounds like baby M, so we always say it's, dedicated to me.
Dedicated to you. Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
You guys have a whole bunch of, music that you have picked, and we'll get to that. In fact, there's a very special song coming up after the break that we'll be hearing. It's not on the vlog yet, Jacob, but we'll get to it, and you're gonna announce it, because it's your song that you picked out. But we'll get that to that in a little bit. What school do we all go to?
Edward Fenn Elementary School.
All right, Edward Fenn Elementary School. And, Josh, what grade are you going into?
Fourth
grade.
Fifth.
Third.
Fourth.
Excellent. And are we all excited about that?
Yeah.
Are we all excited about going into that? Yeah. Josh, what grade are you going into? What grade?
Fourth.
It is fourth. Did he say that right? Fourth?
First.
That's what I thought. All right. I was like, wait a minute. The sheet here says you're going, unless you skipped a few grades, but we're still having a lot of fun. You guys like school, or is it kind of like, it's something I got to do?
I like it.
It's a mixture for me.
Mixture.
All right, very cool. It's a mixture of all types of things. When it comes to subjects, let's go around the table here. When it comes to favorite subjects in school, you got to pick one. If you have to pick it, and recess doesn't count, let's try to pick favorite subjects. Jacob, you go first.
Math.
Math?
Reading?
Music,
okay. And Josh, what's your favorite subject? What do you like to learn about?
Or do.
I like PE.
PE, physical education, sure, absolutely. Yeah, great subjects there, of course. And I always have you guys fill out a survey, whoever the Little Speak Radio star is in, just so I get to know you a little bit better. And it seems that the brothers, you guys enjoy a certain thing called Pokemon. Jake, why do we... do you like Pokemon? Josh, explain why you like Pokemon, and then Jacob can tell us why he likes it as well. What do you like about the Pokemon?
To catch Pokemon.
You like to catch them all? That's the whole point, right? You got to catch them all. Jacob, what's the fascination? You guys love Detective Pikachu when it comes to the movies. You guys have the same answers there. So talk about that. How did Pokemon get introduced to your family, and what do you like about it?
Well, when my dad was a kid, he always used to watch the episodes, play the games, so I mostly just got you. I learned how to do it all, play Pokemon Go. It's really my game.
Okay, it's really your game. And then when it comes to the girls, your most common answer was Gilmore Girls when it comes to your favorite television show.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yes.
Is there any other shows that you guys like to enjoy?
I like...
There's a lot of them, so I can't pick.
There's a lot of them? Emily, what were you going to say? Go for it.
I was going to say Jesse.
Jesse, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big favorite for everybody, for sure. When it comes to, obviously, so that's inside. We want to stay inside when it's raining, maybe. But when it's nice out and everybody enjoys to go outside, I know you guys are an outdoors family. What do we all like to do?
I like to practice soccer.
Practice soccer, Jacob?
I really don't know.
You don't know what you do outside? I mean, you guys are sending me videos of everybody go on the swings. They were jumping on trampolines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plus, that was my yard.
See, there you go. So there's the answer, silly boy.
He has the trampoline. He has the fun house.
Yeah, and Josh, you were jumping on the trampoline. I saw you. Do you like the trampoline? What else do you like out there?
The swing sets.
The swing sets? And Jillian, what do you enjoy outside?
Of course, hunting. I go hunting with my dad. I was going since I was 5, and I shot my first bear last year.
Oh, my goodness. That's something I've never done, is gone hunting. That must be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go bird hunting, but I can't sit still and I can't stop talking.
Yeah, you gotta be very quiet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get very quiet. You don't want to spook the animals.
But we like to go on the four-wheelers and bring our gun on the front of the four-wheelers so we can go and hunt for birds.
All right, fair enough. And when you guys are also animal lovers, I heard that you guys have some pets. Talk about your pets a little bit. Who wants to go first about talking about pets? Let's let Jillian talk about her pets. You and Emily.
I just got a new puppy. Her name's Maggie. She's 3 months old. And then I have a cat that's one. Her name's Maple.
Okay, and those are the same pets for Emily, of course, right?
Yeah.
But Maple is her cat.
Oh.
And Maggie's my dog.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. So does she sleep with you at night sometimes? Is she allowed to?
No. She's not really allowed to come
not yet.
In, on top of the bed, but we just let her come in our room.
Mm-hmm.
She's just getting used to going on her little rocking chair, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was on my dad's chair this morning, and he did not like that.
No.
That's his favorite chair.
Oh, my goodness. She's going to behave herself. And Jacob, what about you guys? What do you guys have for pets?
We have just a dog.
Just a dog.
We used to have two hamsters, but they're gone.
Okay. What's the dog's name?
Petey.
Petey the dog.
Oof.
Oosh, what's that mean?
His tail's like a big whip.
He's always knocking things off tables and stuff?
Nope. My mom used to babysit, and literally the dog would whip doll faces and stuff.
Oh, it just hurt you in the face.
Yeah.
You got to stay away from its butt. What are you doing near its tail?
Little, of course.
They don't know.
Now, you guys are a group of cousins. You've been cousins, obviously, your whole lives, and you spend a lot of time together. Yeah. Explain this thing that you have, this love for 4th of July that you have. Jillian, why don't you explain that? You guys seem to really love it. In fact, some of the pictures that we posted on our Facebook page are you guys all dressed up in red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Explain your love for 4th of July.
We love it because our grandmother always hosts this big party. We always do games. And then for a lemonade stand, we gave money to the Jarheads for the Randolph accident.
Yeah.
And
Jake, go on. You can talk
to her. And we're going to do another lemonade stand on Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. You guys love doing these lemonade stands. Mm-hmm. And is it fresh lemonade that you guys make? Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Delicious?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big lemonade fan. I'll have to go and check it out. So you guys
do
these lemonade stands. And, and just like Jillian said, most recently you raised some money, over $700 for the Jarhead Motorcycle Club, which is outstanding. And actually, you guys were on TV. Right? WMR and Good Morning America.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty exciting. What was that experience like, Jacob?
Well, I've already been on GMA, so it was just the same experience.
Oh, so it's just an old hat for you. You've done this before. You guys, in fact, I think it was Josh. I asked a question to you guys in the survey saying, if you guys could be famous for something, what would you be famous for? And Josh's answer, Josh, do you remember what you said? You know, you said that you are already famous. That's what he said. Josh believes it. He's already famous. And he is now. He's on the radio, TV.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have done it. You've made it.
Right, Josh?
Which is really cool. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you guys for doing that for the Jarhead Motorcycle Club and the other charities that you guys help when you do these lemonade stands. And on Saturday, where is it going to be? In Gorham or Randolph?
Gorham. The same place where it was last time.
Same place.
Yep.
Okay. All
it's
right.
It's right on Main Street across from Moose Meadows.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. So right off of Main Street, you said?
Yep.
All right. That's this Saturday. What time will you guys be out there?
11 to 3.
There's a lemonade stand right here for them, the cousins. And you guys will be able to stop on by and check that out. I got three questions for you all. We're going to kind of do a round robin here on who you guys think out of the four of you. All right. So we'll leave out the other cousins for now. And I know that you are 4 out of 12, which is pretty remarkable. It's a big family.
Yeah.
But out of the four of you, the four cousins that are in this room, who's the silliest? Who's the silliest?
Jacob.
I'm let alone. That's
Jacob. Okay. Yeah, Jacob. Definitely Jacob.
All right.
We have a little silly in us, but Jacob has the most.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Fair enough. And if you guys had to choose, who's the leader of the pack? Who's the leader of you four?
Me.
Probably Jillian.
Usually, when somebody says me, they're the leader. Yeah.
Well, we have this thing. Whenever we're at their house, we call it a CM, a cousins meeting, if we want to sneak. To do something, if we want to do something. We just always have a cousins meeting, and I always tell them, what's the plan, what we're going to do.
Okay, so she's the little leader, huh?
Yeah, so we had a cousins meeting.
Yes.
And she said, we want to go to Yokohama. So we scammed their house for money, and we found $43.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we went to Yokohama.
All right, well.
It was pretty cool day.
That's one way to do it. That is one way to do it. That's
but
very
now we
cool.
know there's no money in their house to
okay.
scam.
And I got one more question if you had to choose, and you guys kind of hinted towards it in the beginning. Who is the smartest out of the four?
Jacob.
All right. Well, we're going to test that. We're going to test that in a little bit. We're going to play a game.
Okay.
We're
going to
play that game. We're going to play a game called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So questions from all the grades that you've all been to other than Josh here, and we'll help out Josh. He'll be okay.
Yeah. He's,
don't worry, Josh. We'll get that. We've been actually giving away a $200 gift certificate to Top Furniture tomorrow to all of our listeners. And it's actually up in Gorham where you guys live. You know where Top Furniture is, right?
Yeah, it's basically right across. Down the hill where from I live.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is we're actually playing a game called Furniture or Appliance Riddles. I'm going to say a riddle, and then you guys have to guess what it is. And people have been texting in all morning long, 603-356-9145, trying to guess the certain riddle. Here it is. I get filled with water, but I'm not a drinking glass. I spin, but I'm not a propeller. I clean things, but I'm not a janitor. I'm a household appliance, but I'm not a dishwasher. I have clothes put in me, but I'm not a closet. Any guesses?
A washer?
A washer. Yes, that is the correct
answer.
Nice
good
job.
One, good
everybody
good
that texted
one.
In washer to 603-356-9145 now gets put in the running for the big prize, and they win a medium sundae courtesy of Dairy Queen. That is for them. And then, of course, that puts them in the running for the gift certificate. And Jillian, since you were the one with the correct answer, would you do me a favor and read this person's name right there? Go for it.
Katie Johnson?
Johnston?
North Conway.
Of North Conway. Round of applause, everybody.
Yeah!
Round of applause. Congratulations to Katie. Katie Johnston of North Conway. She is the big winner. She's qualifier number 4, and now she's in the running for that prize, and we'll give that away tomorrow, that $200 gift certificate to Top Furniture. Your chance to qualify out there in Radio World. You guys will be able to qualify tomorrow morning at 7:10. That's your fifth and final chance, and we'll announce the winner at 8:10. We got a special song coming up. We're going to check the news. We got some stuff coming up, and then we're going to play a round of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We're going to be playing a very special song. It's kind of out of season, but it's a special request, and you guys have control of the radio station right now. Jacob, we're going to be playing what song after the break?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, Feliz Navidad. And
Merry
why do we...
Merry Christmas.
And why do we enjoy Feliz Navidad so much? Okay. Go for it.
So after...
Go right into the mic there.
So after a certain part, it's like, Espanol años Felicidad, I go...
Every time we have to play it for
we
Jacob,
have to play it.
He dances and does his whatever.
And does
every
his
concert,
thing.
If it's a Christmas concert and they put that on,
he'll dance.
All right, he's the dancing machine over there. Okay, we're going to play that for everybody's listening pleasure, and then we'll be back with our Littlest Big Radio Stars for a round of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Stick around, it's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.